Welcome to week 12, topic 3, the genetic connection to bone health. Current statistics have shown that countries with the highest dairy consumption, including Finland, Sweden, England, and the US, also have the highest rates of fractures and osteoporosis and are most likely to be vitamin D deficient. According to many studies, the factors for osteoporosis is about 70% genetic and 30% environmental. Caucasians and Asians usually have lower bone density values than African Americans, Hispanics, and Latino Americans. The most important genes in the Nutrition Genome Report for bone health, according to research, is the vitamin D receptor genes, so VDR, SHBG, ApoE, GPX1, and SOD. We are currently researching a new gene, a new IL-6 gene, and its connection to bone density. VDR polymorphisms and bone health. The regulation of the VDR gene is the most important gene for the efficiency of calcium absorption into the bone. Out of all the papers published between 2000 and 2013 looking at VDR polymorphisms and osteoporosis risk on postmenopausal women, more than 50% of the studies reported a significant relationship between the FOLC1 VDR gene, the BSM1 VDR gene, and osteoporosis. The VDR receptor requires magnesium, calcium, vitamin A, K, especially K2, boron, and zinc. SHBG polymorphisms and bone health. Several studies have found an inverse correlation between serum SHBG levels and bone mineral density in both males and females. One study showed that serum SHBG concentration is increased in middle-aged men with primary or secondary osteoporosis and is correlated with bone remodeling markers, hip bone mineral density, and vertebrae fracture risk. Serum SHBG level was significantly higher, 42.2%, whereas free androgen index was lower, 24.8%, in patients with primary or secondary osteoporosis. Testosterone and estradiol levels, however, did not correlate with any bone reabsorption or bone formation markers for men. Another study found that osteoporotic Chinese men had lower free testosterone and higher levels of SHBG. In postmenopausal women with SHBG polymorphism, subjects with the A allele, so the GA or AA genotype for RS179-9941, had a trend for lower free estradiol index compared to the GG genotype. They also had a significantly lower bone mineral density all around the hip area. One of the benefits of the ApoE44 genotype is a higher intestinal absorption of dietary vitamin D and calcium, promoting stronger bones. The ancestral E4 allele is known as the hunter-gatherer allele before agriculture. And early research believed that hunter-gatherers were usually hungry, tired, and sick, and that things were much better once people began growing their own food and living in permanent villages. We now know that the opposite is true. The hunter-gatherers were extremely healthy, and Neolithic farmers were not. Paleopathologists tell us that foragers had excellent teeth, they were rarely malnourished, they were taller than most people today, and they didn't suffer from endemic or epidemic diseases. The skeletons of early Neolithic farmers show scurvy, rickets, poor dental health, bone infections, and a stature roughly 6 inches shorter than the hunter-gatherers. Boron and bone health. Bone health requires vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, silicon, vitamin K1, K2, vitamin C, inositol, L-arginine, and boron. Cadmium and lead exposure cause the loss of essential metals, which leads to complications such as iron deficiency anemia and osteoporosis. Boron improves VDR receptor function and stabilizes and extends the half-life of vitamin D and estrogen, which is very important. Approximately half the population in the United States consumes less than 1 milligram of boron per day. Supplementation with 3 milligrams of boron per day for postmenopausal women has demonstrated improved calcium and magnesium retention by the kidneys. And the British Journal of Nutrition found that subjects that consumed dried plums, which are rich in boron, had significantly higher bone mineral density in the ulna, one of the two long bones in the forearm, and spine, in comparison with a group that ate dried apples. Estrogen's role as an antioxidant for osteoporosis. In week 8, I discussed this topic, so I actually put it in this article as well, so you would have two places to find it. I'm not going to go over all of it again, but essentially, researchers have found that estrogen deficiency causes bone loss, but the mechanisms involved have proven to be fairly complex. But one of those major pathways is how estrogen works as an antioxidant. So when you look at foods that have that are phytoestrogens, that have estrogenic activity, researchers are suggesting that this may be a big part of osteoporosis, is actually how estrogen works as an antioxidant. So I highly recommend reading that section from week 8, but it's also posted on this post as well. IL-6 polymorphisms and bone health. The IL-6 gene interacts with the estradiol and estrogen receptor complexes to regulate IL-6 gene expression. And functional polymorphisms in the promoter region of IL-6 are known to be involved in bone mineral density and the development of osteoporosis. However, the findings have been inconsistent. So we're currently researching an IL-6 polymorphism for bone density that currently isn't included in the Nutrition Genome Report, but may be added in our next gene update. And in the summary section, I have a diagram that I posted that just kind of gives you an overall view of the most important genes for bone health. So VDR, SHBG, SOD, APOE, and GPX1. So this was the last lecture of the practitioner training. So I want to thank all of you so much for joining us for the last 12 weeks. I hope you found the research fascinating and useful for your practice. And if you have any questions, please feel free to post them on any of these lectures. Thank you again.